Another activity I decided to complete for my e-portfolio for EDCI 339 was attending the live webinar with Dr. Barb Brown, which explored the importance of building relationships and facilitating social interactions within open and online learning contexts. A key idea that Dr. Brown emphasized throughout the webinar was the vital role relationships play in teaching and learning. Establishing these connections with students is so important as they enable you to get to know your students better and effectively build a safe and encouraging learning environment where everyone feels comfortable to engage, develop, and grow. In an online setting where students and educators are not physically together, face to face, it is imperative that these connections, as well as a sense of trust and respect, are built and supported to ensure that the space created is truly conducive to learning for everyone. I had a great experience attending the webinar. I thought that Dr. Brown organized and led the presentation in a fantastic way that really emphasized and embodied all the concepts she was talking about. By beginning with introductions from everyone participating in the meeting, interweaving interactive activities for us to explore and complete, and creating a space for us to discuss prompts and ask questions, the webinar became an extremely fun and engaging and personal learning experience that felt very collaborative and, most importantly, real. As someone who had the opportunity to attend the first guest webinar but missed the second due to a work commitment, it was interesting for me to be able to contrast a live and recorded experience. While I personally preferred participating in the live session, as I enjoyed being able to comment and ask questions and actively take part in the linked activities, I found that I also appreciated several aspects of the recorded session as well. As a recorded video, I noticed how the accessibility and flexibility in how I could learn increased. I was no longer tied down to a specific slot of time and was free to view, rewind, and rewatch segments of the webinar in whatever way I needed to support my understanding of what was being said. Overall, I found being able to engage with and experience the two lecture/meeting types, that being synchronous and asynchronous, as well as learn the various advantages and disadvantages for each one, very helpful, and I plan on taking what I learned from these sessions into my future teaching experiences. As you can see below on my blog post, I have created an infographic to highlight the different strategies and tools suggested by Dr. Brown for fostering strong relationships and connections within an online classroom.